Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Familiar Spirit or Holy Spirit. And I'll start in 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So there's the mention of familiar spirits quite often in the Word of God, and God's people are instructed often not to seek after those who have a familiar spirit. But what is a familiar spirit, and what role do spirits like this play in the subversion of man from the Lord? Well, looking at various resources, familiar spirits can be summed up as spirits who bring knowledge or understanding from the spiritual world to mentor a person, thus becoming familiar over repeated interaction. And we see spirits like this predominantly in the modern practices of seances and Ouija boards, and these methods are frequently used to communicate with spirits, oftentimes supposed spirits of deceased individuals. We have an example of this practice in the scriptures, 1 Samuel 28:8-14. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. So we know there are spirits in Satan's kingdom who know the Word of God front to back and mimic the Holy Spirit when communicating with man, seducing men into pursuing things contrary to the Lord in subtle ways. Satan knows holding to one lie will keep a man outside of the Lord's city, Revelation 22:15. So if he can suggest and encourage men to do that which is outside of the truth, he most certainly will. If we believe workers of Satan can speak depressing or harmful things in the ears of people, we must also assume he can speak false light as well. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. For such are false prophets, false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. If a man doesn't desire to lose his life, yet still wants a spiritual connection with God, will God give him his Holy Spirit? Well, as we discussed in the previous study, the Lord only gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, losing their life, following after the truth, which is his word. As for the 40,000 different denominations that God did not ordain, 1 Timothy 4:1-3, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So those were just some of my notes on familiar spirit or Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's something that's not talked about all that often. The devil is very good at mimicking the Holy Spirit. But he'll never lead you into obedience. He'll never lead you to obey the Lord in spirit and truth. No, he wants to get you off that track, but yet still seem like an angel of light, an angel of righteousness. And we see this all over the place, 40,000 different denominations. There's only one faith, one Lord, one baptism. How do we have so many denominations? Well, men in the fleshly lust, they seek a way around the Lord's righteousness, and they heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, which tell them, you don't have to worry about your sin. You don't have to worry about that sin. Oh, that was cultural. You don't have to do that. Ooh, that word didn't mean that there. You can twist that. And it just goes down this rabbit hole of twisting, contorting, taking things out of context, making false doctrine. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And you have to be sure you're led of the Holy Spirit of God, because spirits can mimic and entertain a person. They can give you some wisdom, some truth, some understanding. Satan can give you 95% truth, but the 5% is rat poison, is death, is not in the truth. He knows if you love or make one lie, you'll be outside of the kingdom of God. He only has to sneak in a little bit of lie. You can hold on to that willful sin. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. He did it in the garden. Did God really say you can't eat of the fruit of that tree? He does the same thing all the time. Did God really say you have to leave every sin? Isn't that a cultural thing? We don't have to obey that anymore. So you have to be careful about all these different tactics that Satan uses and all the different spirits that are entertaining people. Sometimes people have experiences, dreams, they feel a burning on the inside. Perhaps they feel lighter. Perhaps they have like an out-of-body experience, which is just satanic. But just be sure to test everything to the Word of God. If it doesn't align with the truth, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, John 1, the Word made flesh, it's outside of the truth. And Jesus said himself, Satan is coming and will show signs and wonders that will deceive, if it were possible, even the elect. But the elect know to test everything to the Word of God, to test everything to the truth, to test all spirits, whether they be of God. If the spirit you're following is not leading you into holiness and obedience, but gives you a bunch of feelings of joy and peace, and, oh, I feel a burning on the inside, oh, I have dreams about heaven and Jesus and all these different experiences, and it's not leading you to obey the Lord, lose your life in Satan's kingdom, follow after Jesus Christ through tribulation into the kingdom of God, you're following a false spirit. You're being led around by the spirits of Satan. So make sure you test all spirits. That's a very important admonition. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.